Masay 176, second column. 9 lines from the end of the page. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that the travels of the Jew is to elevate the level of Klipa. Is to elevate the level of Klipa. And he says that the person has an attribute of Ava to connect Hashem, yet not to transgress any negative commandments. And he has Rachmanis, if the meditation doesn't work, so then you have awakened Rachmanis on the level of your neshama, how great it was and how low it felt, and because Rachmanis reveals the level of Ava. So he says, because that Bekrishma, okay, 9 lines from the end of the page of 176. Because of Krishma, that all applies to Krishma, Shemin is Bain, and Yechudi Lo B'Sichli V'Asigosi. So, Lucheda, this level of awakening, the Av of Hashem, is good during the time of Shema, because that's when you're meditating into the greatness of Shem. But what's with the rest of the day? Akol Ayem Shachar Atzvila. But the rest of the day after davening, he's in business, whatever. She'en Laid is Bain in the sun now. He doesn't have that meditation, because again, during business, he's not meditating in the greatness of Hashem. And it's impossible for such a person to be on the level of davening a whole day. Commandment, as Al Digmar says, Halavai, she is paladim kol hayom. Halavai should only be the person who should daven a whole day. But we're not on that level. So how do you awaken this level of love of Hashem to get you to do Torah mitzvahs if you're not davening anymore? That's why you need the attribute of victory. One of the seven meat, this is Netzach. Chesed, Gevur, Teferes, right, left, center. And then you have Netzach is also on the right. That is the Ava Mesuteret. What is the level of victory? He says, the Ava Mesuteret, Shebechol Nefesh, Mi Yisrael, B'Tudosim. The innate love of Hashem that every Jew has from birth. Yaakov, Chavon Nachalos, Yaakov is the rope of Hashem's inheritance. And Chelek Hashem, Amay Hashem, is the Chelek of the Jewish people. Therefore, the Jews have very powerful love of Hashem just by nature. And he says, therefore, we're called Am Ksher, we're very stubborn people. And he says, V'chein Amar Azal, Gimel Izinheim. There's three levels of, literally, Izin means goats, but Azus is Chutzpah. He says, the Yidin, Hein Yisro Be'umeis. In the nations, the Jews are the most Chutzpahdike, strong-willed, I'm Ksheyerifu. Shein Betiv, Azim, V'chazok. You ever see the stubbornness of a Jew? It's unbelievable.
So it's a positive connotation.
Yeah, here he's speaking positive. Correct.
Yeah.
Just like there's a good haughtiness, if a person says to himself, I am such a great person, how can I lower myself to sin? Okay, that haughty, this chutzpah is good. Like it says, the first din, ask an emir. You know, you should, the first din from the Mishnah, brought down in Al Tereb Shechunar, the first opening statement, a person should be, ask an emir, bold like a leopard, meaning not to make, if somebody makes fun of you, not to care, just to do what you got to do, not caring what people think. To love Hashem with this tremendous love. Without any meditation. See, he says like this. When a person davens, that's when the time of meditation exists. But that meditation, I mean, that's why you need to daven first, because you need that meditation that you get. They, as the expression goes, take on the day, then you can go take on the day, that causes that during the time of work, when you're not, or whatever, when you're not meditating into the greatness of Hashem, the Ava is so strong with the person that he'll never do anything wrong. Like the concept of a halacha, shekachu adin b'lishum tam v'svarim. Like, you know, this is the halacha. Makes sense, doesn't make sense, is totally irrelevant. I give you, what does he mean by this? Very simple. A guy's in the middle of the work in the winter, okay? And he's very busy at work, but he has to daven with a minyan. Yeah? So Elijah says, okay, I won't daven with a minyan. I'll go daven myself. I mean, still davening, you know? But then he says, no. You have to daven with a minyan, whether it makes sense or not. Or you have to do whatever. Tayyid Avedik Minach Sodom and Ever. And that he says, skip to the next page after the parentheses. That this is what it says in the pasuk. Hashem told Yaakov is telling his children what's going to happen to Ba'achir Sayyam at the end of days. Now, how did Yaakov know what's going to happen to the Jews at the end of days? Because Hashem showed it to him. So he says, Hashem showed Yaakov Avinu, Shiyadere Sachreinu, that there'll be later generations. They're not going to create the love through meditation. Because we don't have the ability to meditate with Tarchava. But there'll be Midas and Nitzachim. So Hashem knew that eventually our generation is not going to have the intellectual capacity like the earlier generations to meditate into the greatness of Hashem. Those people were able to sit 6-7 hours and meditate into Hashem. We can't do it for more than 2 seconds. Okay, we don't have the brain ability. We don't have we don't have the simple ability to be able to meditate like that. So Hashem showed Yaakov, don't worry about it. There's going to be Midas and Nitzuach. We don't have the concentration span for more than 2 seconds. So therefore, that's what the pasuk says. Vayavik ish imay Yaakov for Esav, right? Bekaf yerechem, he hit him in the thigh, which is the lowest part of the body. Netzach. Vaydo and yishamei dala emes. So therefore, what level of haydo does a Jew have a whole day? That's the level of submission. So he says, he agrees to the truth that this is the way it's supposed to be. Even if you don't understand it, you don't understand it in your brain, nevertheless, like the Friedrich Rebbe used the expression with Mesiras Nefesh, Azein Nitandish. This is the way it's going to be and not any different. It doesn't make sense. This is the way it's going to be and there's no difference to it. Okay, meaning, even though we don't understand your greatness, nevertheless, we submit to you. Okay? And he says, that's the difference. We say Baruch Ata and we say Meidim Anachnu Loch. What's the difference between blessing Hashem or submitting to Hashem? He says, Ki Ashchile ben Bracha Leida. Lashim bracha means hamshacha mehelem alagil. We learned countless times. Baruch means to bring down, right? To bring down ad to Hashem. Okay. Now, the level of bracha is to bring down godliness down into the lower worlds. 1 second. Heidah, though, submission, ein b'china sasaga v'tam v'das, is not logic. Dakshumeda, I admit you're right. Let's say, I admit you're right. People don't like doing that. If I admit you're right, that does mean logically I agree with you. I admit you're right, because that's the majority opinion. Whatever. Submission is not seichelik. If anything, it's bittul. I agree with you. Not because of seichel, because I just agree with you. You say to b'chaskashus, and that's netzach. And then he says, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. You have chesed vorta first, ave yir rachmanis, right? That's the hezbeininess. Then, how do you do this the whole day? He says that's the attribute of netzach, which is the power of the Jew, the stubbornness of the Jew. Then you come to heidah, which is meidim, hate. Then you come to yaseid. Now, the Alter Rebbe is explaining all the midas, the way it works in the journeys of life. You have the level of meditation of Ava and Yira. If that doesn't work, you go to Teferis Rachmanis. And then when you're not meditating, what do? You have the attribute of nitzachin, stubbornness, and then you come to the level of hate, which is the level of the hidah, submission, and then you come, you say, foundation, what does foundation mean? His kasha, shemekasha, daiti bechezek. He connects his intellect with strength. Ve'emek hadas, and the depth of understanding. Ve'yesh be'bechom mida b'mida. And therefore, in every mida you have the level of ava and yira, which is kichob ha'shemayim b'aretz. Okay? So the Alter Rebbe explains like this. That this journey that a person has to reveal godliness, because we're created with salmeinu kidmuseinu, that we have the salmeinu, meaning we have this level of godliness within us, which is great, and therefore we can come to meditation into the greatness of Hashem. If that doesn't work, you have the chutzpah, the stubbornness, and then you have submission, and then, so all these midas allow the level of godliness to be revealed within us through the journeys of life.
The level of godliness that
42. What?
It's the midot that bring the level of godliness?
Or yes.
Is it the level of godliness that
no, the midah, well, it works both ways. Here he's talking about the awakening from below, that the Jew wants to become closer to Hashem. Now what makes that happen? Like we learned at the beginning of Vayikra Moshe, then Adam Mikam Ki Akriv. In order for a person to become closer to Hashem, that's because there's a revelation from above, Vayikra Hashem Moshe. Or in a practical language of for us, the batkol that comes out from Har Cherev that says, wake up, you know? Yeah? First of all, Elam, woes to people that shame Tayra and all that, or Shuvah Banim Shavim, return wild children, yeah? Even though you and I don't hear it, obviously. So it says, what's the purpose of the batkol? Because the neshama hears it. And then, that's why, out of the clear blue, somebody can all of a sudden decide to become a better person. What happened all of a sudden that made him decide to become a better person? Because the neshama heard the basker. That's all a stimulation from above, but the actual avayda is our doing it. That just, you know, lights the spark. But then you bring the fuel, and then the fire stays. So every avayda that a Jew does has to originate milmaila. You need the Sirusa de la'ela, the awakening from above, that awakens the Sirusa de la Sata. But it's only to stimulate it. It doesn't make it happen. The Aveda is ours. So our Aveda is, as Alter Rebbe has explained through the Yizbeinus and Rachmanus and Netzach and Heid and Yisaid, that's our Aveda in the 42 journeys of life in the Midbar to reveal godliness in the world. The same thing in Yira, in the fear of Hashem, also has to be all these levels. Just like meditation creates a love of Hashem, it also creates an awesomeness of Hashem. Because when a person meditates how super great God is, then you're just embarrassed to do something He doesn't want you to do. That's Yira. Fear. Not that lightning is going to come out and kill you. It's an embarrassment or an awesomeness that a person has. Hashem is so great that I don't want to rebel against it. But in order to know that what it is to rebel against Hashem, you know how great Hashem is. That comes from His baininess.
Meditation was very last.
What?
Meditation lasts 2-3 seconds. The effect.
No. It's not supposed to. If meditation lasts for 2 seconds, yeah, it's not real.
No, but awareness, that takes a split of a second.
Gaining
awareness, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, but there's different levels of awareness. You can be...
You, for a moment, you just you
Yeah, but what is, that's an awareness of a low level of God. Then you can have an awareness of a higher level of Hashem.
No, in comparison to some.
No. You could have an awareness for Yiddishkeit. Yeah, a person who's not religious yet can have an awareness to Yiddishkeit. Okay? But they're not religious. So their awareness is not very great, very powerful. Then you have a person. Yeah, then you have more and more and more and more. A tzaddik is a great awareness of godliness, so therefore.
No, I'm comparing to action, meditation, but when something happens, you know, some mitzvah and mitzvot, you see
there, a person can have something happen in a split second that affects him for life.
Right.
Okay. That meditation or whatever happened, whatever you want to call it.
Awareness.
That awareness lasts for a lifetime.
Right.
Okay. We all know when you do good for somebody, everybody seems to forget it. But when you insult somebody, they'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Never. Why? Why, if you do a favor for somebody, they'll forget it in 2 seconds, and an insult they'll remember for life? The answer is because the insult touches you to the core. So even though the insult took maybe 5 seconds, yeah, but that affects you because it touches your core.
But even the insult.
If something, the meditation, lasts maybe 2 seconds, but it affects you to the core, you will never forget it. Why? We mentioned this many times. In life, if somebody forgets their spouse's birthday,
it happens once.
God forbid, right?
Why?
Okay. Anniversary, if you forget, it's only 50% of the problem. Okay? But, yeah, I mean, let's say the husband, wife, the other spouse never forgets anything. They never forget anything important. We all forget something important. So I forgot your birthday. What's the big deal? It happens. I forgot it. Why are you getting so angry about it?
Touches the core.
Because that touches the core. Do you care about me or not care about me? That's the core of the person. That 10-second forgetting has a permanent effect. Remember I said many times that Mendel Futterfass, he was Fabreng, and he says, it's forbidden to write down a yechidus with the Rebbe. It's forbidden. What guys used to do, not everybody, some guys used to, they went into yechidus, and the Rebbe told them things, they would write it up afterwards, he would even send it back to the Rebbe to edit, to make sure they had it right. Okay? And Mendel Futterfass was screaming, you're not allowed to write a yechidus. You're not allowed to write a yechidus. Why? He said, why do you write down things? You shouldn't forget it. Right? If you go into the Rebbe for yechidus and the Rebbe is touching your essence, how in the world can you forget it? How you write down your name? Somebody asks your name 1 second, let me look. Because somebody that touches you to the core, it doesn't matter how long it is. It could be a 30-second yechidus. Literally, that's what it was, 30-second yechidus. The question is, does it touch the core or not? If it touches the core, you never forget it.
Thank you.
No, that's pashit. So therefore, that has to last a whole day, that even in business, that godliness touches the person to the core, that it can't be any other way. But he's saying, just like he spoke before about the benignness of Ava, that in Ava you have Netzach, you say, you know, the same thing as in Yira. The more the meditation is, the more Yira, the greater level of Yira you create. I think he says, Yikabal olav al-malchus shemayim ba'ava v'ratzen, or be willing, v'lo yiela el olav l'masa. And then teramitzis won't be like a yoke, a burden on your head. And this is b'chlal, another whole issue. I mean, what the Alter Rebbe is talking about over here. You can look at Judaism of Yiddishkeit in two ways. You can look at it, it's a burden. I can't do this, I can't eat this, I can't think this, I can't say this, I can't do this. And now I have to think this, I have to talk this, I have to do this. Hey, come on, give me a break.
worst is when you don't have to travel. When you're forbidden.
That's the worst. That's torture. So, or you could look at Torah mitzvahs as a discipline. The Rebbe once gave the mashal to somebody. If somebody is carrying bricks, okay, and somebody says, here, let me give you some more. You're going to tell them, go fly a kite, you know? But if you're carrying diamonds that you can keep, and somebody says, should I give you more diamonds? You're going to say, more, more, more. Why? What's the difference between bricks that you say, go fly a kite, and here you're going to say, no, you know, Bavakasha, give me more. Because this you want and this you don't want. And this is the whole point of Yiddishkeit. Are we trying to get out of things? Are we looking for leniencies? Are we looking for ways not to do it? Or are we looking for ways to do more? That's the question. But it's not stammer question. It's fundamental. Is Yiddishkeit is what I love, or is Yiddishkeit what I have to do? I'm forced. That's the big difference in the attitude of Yiddishkeit. Can I get out of it? Or do I, you know, or can give me more? That's what he's saying over here. Or is it a bird, like it says, like another mashal people give. And people always ask, you know, maybe I can have one day a year off, you know, from tefillin. I don't mean Shabbos and Yom Day. Give me a break. One day I can eat treif. Give me a break. One day I can have a vacation from Judaism. It's like the Rebbe says, you can't have a vacation from breathing. Nobody ever says, give me a vacation from breathing. I breathe 24/7, 365 days a year, you know. Give me a break that one week I don't have to breathe. One day I don't have to breathe. It will never enter a person's mind not to breathe.
You have to go out of your way to breathe. It comes naturally.
It's more than that. It's more than that. But the point is, because a person knows this is life. I don't breathe, I'm dead. And therefore I want to breathe. People that have a difficult time breathing are still working hard to breathe. Right? You see, God forbid, people that are sick, the breathing is very difficult. But they're struggling to breathe. But they know I have to breathe. They can't say, okay, I'm not. They want to breathe because they know it's life. If a person realizes the kihu chayecha, the Torah mitzvah, is the life of the person, that they don't want less, they want more. They don't want a vacation from it. You can have a vacation from work. You can have a vacation from school. You can't have a vacation from living. Like he says, same, you should place a king upon you, because it's your life. Like it says, years Hashem lechayim, the fear of Hashem is for life. All the life of the world comes in the level of malchus. Like it says, malchus cha malchus kol lamim. Malchus is the life of the whole world. There can't be a king without a nation. And therefore, Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemayim is with love. I love to do more because I want to live better. Like we say in Davening, Kulam Mekablim El Malchus Shemayim Zemizeh V'neistim B'Yahavah. Like he says, look in Tadavial Perik Yuches. And that's the level of Chesed Shebegvura. What is Chesed Shebegvura? Ava in Gvura Yira means I love fearing Hashem. I love the awesomeness of Hashem. I love having awe and awesomeness of Hashem.
That's called Chesed
Shebe Gvura. Yeah, Chesed Shebe Gvura means Ava of discipline. Love being disciplined.
System.
Huh?
System.
No, it's just love of being disciplined. That's what Ava Shebe Gvura is. Gvura Shebe Chesed is a different level. It's limiting Ava. Okay, for instance, in evil, you have the same thing. Chesed chesed shebegvura. What's chesed shebegvura? Chesed shebegvura means a kid wants to play with something dangerous and he's asking me for it and I want to be nice, so I'll give it to him. That's called chesed shebegvura, because really what I'm doing is hurting him. Gvura shebechesed is when a kid asks you for something and you say no because you love him. See, even though you're saying no, that's an act of gvura, but ultimately the underlying factor is a love. Chesed shebegvura is the underlying factor, negativity, gvura. But I want to be a nice guy, I'll give him something dangerous to do. That's a fundamental difference between chesed shebegvura and gvura shebechesed. And that's why each level needs both. Because so this explains, Avraham Avinu's problem, so to speak, he was unlimited ahava, unlimited chesed. Unlimited chesed creates a yishmo. Yitzchak is gvura. Unlimited gvura creates an esav. Yaakov, which is esav. Esav. That's why Yitzchak had an Esav. Yaakov was a combination of both together. Then Mitos Yishleim, all his kids were tzaddikim. Because you need the right mix. By the way, one of the most important things in discipline of raising kids today is the balance between Ava and Yira. The balance between Chesed and Gvura. Love and discipline. If you just love the kid, kaviyachol, you really hate the kid. You just give them whatever they want. That's not loving a kid. It's creating a monster. You're creating a spoiled brat. It's going to be a monster. And life is going to be a disaster. Their life is going to be a disaster. When you and too much hitting and too much that, there's also negativity. You create whatever. Also a monster. A different way, though. You need the balance between love and fear. That's the difficulty in raising kids. Parents have to know, like they say in Yiddish, v'ayin v'ayis, when yes and when no. And that's the difficulty. Because every kid needs a different balance between yes and no. Somebody once came to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, one of the kids turned off Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe, he said to the Rebbe, Rebbe, I raised my kids all the same way. Why did this kid turn away? And the kids didn't. So the Rebbe said to him, that's exactly the problem, that you raised them the same way. Every kid is different. They need to be raised differently. The greatness of a parent, supposed to be, is to understand each kid, what each kid, yes and no of each kid. A good teacher, they just come and lecture and leave. A teacher that's a mechanech, to raise children as a student, you have to know the uniqueness of each student and accentuate the positive of each particular student.